This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. We're breaking into our programming for live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's coronavirus briefing.
And as our special guest today, I'm pleased to be joined by my former colleague, former Representative George McGill, but now Mayor George McGill of Fort Smith, who is chair of the Complete Count Committee in Arkansas, and then Kara Wilkins, who is chair of the Arkansas Counts Committee. And then Danny Burrell, who's a guest for us from the U.S. Census Bureau. And the point, of course, is to emphasize the importance, even during this pandemic, to be able to be counted, to participate in the census that's critical for our state. And they'll make some comments in reference to that. In terms of today's numbers, we've had yesterday, last 24 hours, 990. New COVID-19 cases in Arkansas. That brings the cumulative total to 37,249. In terms of hospitalizations, we have an increase of 17 hospitalizations. That brings us to 497. And I asked Dr. Romero, and we had a conversation about this, as to where that increase in hospitalizations is located. Four is in Washington Regional Medical Center, four at Baptist Health in Fort Smith, three at Little Rock Baptist, three at Northeast Baptist in Jonesboro. And so you can see from that it's spread out around the state, which is good news, and it doesn't strain our capacity to a great extent. We've had eight additional deaths. That brings it to 394. And if you look at the cases are reflected by about seven leading counties. We have Pulaski County leading with 144 new cases, Washington County with 82 new cases, Benton County with 55 new cases, Newton County with 55, Sebastian County 38, Jefferson 37, and Pope County 37. There's some more that are still more than 20, but I just wanted to recite those seven. And Newton County is new. It's a small county, but it has 55 cases. And in looking at the data, it appears that they are demographically elderly. So we're trying to determine whether that's a nursing home environment or some other facility. I do want to comment on the testing. And the testing we had, it's good news on the testing side today. 8,015 tests that were conducted over the last 24 hours, which I'm very pleased with, gets us back on track in terms of our testing that we expect. And so the cumulative positivity rate is 8%. If you look at the graphs, you see the number of new cases down slightly from yesterday, but it's almost within the margin of error. And so it's too high, but partly reflecting the increased testing, but it's more than that. We've got to watch it. The 7-day rolling average, you can see we've got that's actually the highest peak on the 7-day rolling average. And then if you go to the number of active cases, that is not at our peak. And so we are having good recoveries, but it's still 7,000 round numbers that are active cases. Hospitalizations, we have an increase again, which brings us to 497, right at the 500 mark, and we continue to watch that. And here is the 7-day rolling average of positivity on cases, and you can see we are continuing that downward trend, which we want to continue to get it downward. I'd love to get it down closer to 5% level that we've been before, which is important for opening school. It's important for everything that we're trying to do in Arkansas, but we're on the right track. We just got to do a lot more work there. And then finally, we see and this is what I wanted to show you, which is the commercial lab testing you can see in the red, and that is increasing. And so that is some of the best news, is that we have got the commercial labs responding more. Hopefully that will be a pattern that will continue in the future, will allow us to be testing at that higher level across the state. And Before I make my remarks on the census, I'll ask Dr. Romero to come. Before I do, I just want to urge all Arkansans as we go into this weekend that 900 cases is too high. We need to reduce that so we can continue to make progress. So follow all the guidelines, wear your mask, make sure that you socially distance. If you go outside, just be careful, because it's the backyard barbecues, it is the swim parties, it is other things that we're not careful in that can lead to a spread of this. So I'm asking all Arkansans to be particularly careful this weekend. Dr. Romero.
This is Acting Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero.
Thank you, Governor. The Governor has given you the good news, the highlights. I'm just going to review a couple of things that he did not touch on. As mentioned, hospitalized individuals has increased by 17 to 497. Our individuals on ventilators has increased by two persons and is now 109. We unfortunately have eight additional deaths for 394. Our active cases at the moment, 7,028, and is comprised of 552 in correctional facilities, 6,326 in community cases, and 148 in nursing homes. As mentioned by the governor, the good news is that our testing seems to be going up. Both the ADH is back above 1,000 per day. It appears this is going to stay this way, and the commercial and private laboratories are going forward. Just to reiterate what the governor has said, we have an opportunity to change the curve that has been predicted even in the models that are out there. This is what's going to make the difference, and social distancing. We can drive this down. We can see possibly results as early as 2 weeks from now. So I encourage all of our citizens to engage in using their masks and engage in social distancing. And as the governor said, the weekend is here, but it's not the old weekend. We need to keep these things in mind. Thank you very much.
Well, despite a pandemic, a lot of responsibilities go on, and the constitutional responsibility in our country is every 10 years to take the census. The Constitution says we're to count the persons in our nation, and in Arkansas, that makes a big difference for us in terms of how we determine our members of Congress and our representation. It makes a difference in terms of the federal turnback dollars. We want everybody to participate in the census. And our response rates are about 57% compared to nationally about 62%. We have a vast majority of households that have participated, but there's 20,000 that have been left out at the present time, have not been accounted for. We need everybody to do their job, to participate in the census, to help Arkansas out, to make sure that we have a complete count. And if not, they're going to be going door to door. And in this environment, I don't think anybody wants us to have to go door to door with the census, but we do what we have to do to comply with the Constitution. With that, I want to express my appreciation to Mayor George McGill of Fort Smith, who has done an outstanding job in being chair of the Complete Count Committee that's designed for people all over Arkansas to push citizens and make sure we have everyone counted. And so, Mayor McGill, I invite you to come for your comments, and we'll follow that with Kara Wilkins of our Arkansas Counts Committee, and then Danny Burrell with U.S. Census Bureau. Mayor.
This is Fort Smith Mayor George McGill, Chair of Arkansas's Complete Count Committee.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Governor, for the opportunity to be here and talk to our citizens about the importance of completing the 2020 census. This time I'd like to thank all of those across Arkansas who are working in the midst of that, in the midst of this pandemic to ensure a complete count. It's critical that we get it. And we do have many cities and counties that are performing better than they did in the 2010 census. And I'd like to highlight a couple of those, highlight them. Faulkner County is tracking at 65%. Lonoke County, Benton, Greene, Baxter, Washington, Sebastian, Boone, Pope, and Saline counties are all tracking very high, and we appreciate that. And we're encouraging them to encourage others to pitch in and get their numbers up. And I'd like to mention some cities that are doing quite well. I'd like to congratulate Bella Vista, Maumelle, Valonia, Austin, Mountain Home, Greenbrier, Farmington, Worcester, and Greenwood, Arkansas. They're all performing extremely well. Keep in mind the things that we care about: education, roads, taking care of our senior citizens. All of these things are heavily dependent on the funding that we get from the federal government, and those numbers are driven by the data found in the census. So again, thank you, Governor, for allowing us to be here, and we'll call on Ms. Wilkins.
This is Kara Wilkins with the group Arkansas Counts.
Thank you, Mayor McGill. My name is Kara Wilkins, and I'm the coordinator with Arkansas Counts. On behalf of the Arkansas Counts Complete Count Committee and our supporters with Arkansas Impact Philanthropy, we would like to thank Governor Hutchinson for allowing us the opportunity to underscore the importance of ensuring a complete count and a complete and accurate record of all individuals residing in Arkansas through the census. Arkansas Counts is a statewide coalition of over 40 partners committed to ensuring an accurate and representative count with a targeted focus on hard-to-count populations, including people of color, low-income communities, rural communities, immigrant communities, and children under five. Every year, roughly $7.5 billion in federal resources are distributed in Arkansas counties based on census data. Now, more than ever, these investments are needed to build and maintain a strong economy in our state. In just a few days, we will reach 90 days until census completion deadline. Because of this critical time frame, Arkansas Counts is promoting 5 ways to move the needle in 90 days as a countdown from August 1st to help increase the response rate by encouraging people. We encourage people to go online and do the self-response rate, way to do the census, as a safe and easy way to complete the census. And make sure that you and your family are counted during COVID-19. We encourage all Arkansans to join us by self-responding to the census online, by phone in English or Spanish, or by mail. We are also encouraging the Tell 20 for 20 campaign, where you can text and tell 20 friends, family members, and colleagues to complete the census ASAP. During back to school time, we are encouraging parents to complete the census while they're doing local registrations or while they're navigating online educational platforms. We are also encouraging cities and local municipalities to set up census support sites where people can complete the census at local businesses and or government agencies when appropriate. And again, you can visit our website at www.arcounts.org for additional resources, or you can visit the U.S. Census Bureau website at www.census.gov to receive posters, flyers, and other things to help with promoting the census in local communities. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Danny Burrell from the U.S. Census Bureau.
Hello, Arkansas. On behalf of the U.S. Census Bureau Chicago Regional Director, Ms. Marilyn A. Sanders, and Deputy Regional Director, Ms. Elisa Johnson, we would like to thank Governor Hutchinson for inviting us to today's update. We'd also like to thank Governor Hutchinson for his dedication in promoting a complete count across the great state of Arkansas. Thank you, Ms. Wilkins and Mayor McGill, for your work and your continued support. My name is Danny Burrell, a partnership specialist here in Arkansas. Along with 20 other Arkansas census specialists covering the state, we would like to thank our state partners that have continued to encourage Arkansas residents to respond to 2020 census at 2020census.gov. Currently, of the estimated 3 million residents in Arkansas, 880,000 households of approximately 1 million have responded. Our shared goal of 100% response in Arkansas is possible, but it's up to you. the residents to respond before the count is completed on October 31st, 2020. The current national response average is 62%. The Arkansas residents have responded at 57%. As a state, we are currently in 41st place. And with your help, we can greatly increase our count by responding today. Responding to the census has never been easier, and all responses are held in strictest confidence. Census responses are not shared with any organization outside the Census Bureau and are for accounting purposes only. For the first time ever, we're offering an online response option at 2020census.gov. In about 5 minutes, you'll not only complete your census questionnaire, but you'll do your part to ensure billions of dollars in federal funding will be allocated to communities across the state for the next 10 years. 13 language options are supported to help you through the 9-question survey. If you prefer to call in your response, please dial 844-330-2020. And our friendly live operators will record your survey responses. Of course, if you receive a census questionnaire via mail, you may respond by completing and mailing it back. Since the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, your U.S. Census Bureau has had to change the way we count across the country. If you have not yet responded, one of our census takers will visit your home. They will visit non-responding homes until the end of the counting period on October 31st, 2020. They each have been trained to practice safe social distancing and a no-touch experience throughout the brief visit. Census takers will have a federal government-issued ID badge, will have a census-issued tablet to record your responses, and have a census satchel as well. Of course, face masks and gloves will be used. If you have any questions regarding their identity, you may ask to see their ID and contact the local census office to confirm their assignment to your home. If you prefer a census taker not visit, you can ensure this by responding online, by phone, or by mailing back your survey. Once again, I'd like to thank Governor Hutchinson and his team for their incredible work and support to achieve a complete count across the great state of Arkansas. Only you, the residents of this great state, can ensure the benefits over the next 10 years. Please respond today. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you. A great message. And with that, we'll take any questions. Yes.
Yesterday at his briefing, the president said that Some states and cities that are hotspots for the coronavirus may need to delay the openings of their schools. I was just wondering, has the White House indicated like any kind of recommendation about whether we should have any kind of delay in Arkansas? And what do you think about his idea about having to delay for certain hotspot areas?
Well, I mean, whenever you look at the nation and you're looking at Texas and California and Florida, that are hot spots in the combination of both high rates of positivity, but also a very, very high population and high number of cases. So you got to put it in perspective as to what he's referencing whenever he says that. I did notice that the CDC guidelines came out, and I haven't studied them thoroughly yet, but they indicate that they look at the positivity rate and that we'd like to see it closer to 5% positivity rate as we reopen schools. And so we've got a lot of work to do over the next 30 days. We're on the right track in terms of positivity. I was pleased with the increased number of testing that we're doing right now. And so we've got more work to do. We'll continue to work with the Department of Health, as well as education, and trying to give the right guidance to the local school districts. But it still remains the point that every place that we want to be able to have in-classroom instruction, knowing that we're going to have to shift to online from time to time this year. That's the game plan. We're going to continue to refine that to look at where we are in terms of the coronavirus in the coming weeks. Yes.
As the number of new cases and hospitalizations go up, do you have a threshold in mind in regards to considering implementing restrictions again on restaurants and businesses and even outside travel?
Well, as we've said before, in terms of the travel, we've really moved beyond that, and we're really looking at individual responsibility for everyone. And so if, you know, people from Arkansas travel outside the state, when you come back, you got to think about where you've been, what did you do, should you be tested, and we encourage you to be tested if there's any question, and should you quarantine? Those are questions that individuals should ask as they travel. And then also, as you do travel, you can socially distance whether you're in another state or in Arkansas. And you can wear a mask, and others are doing that. So we've changed the environment in the United States so there's a greater freedom of movement even within this coronavirus. And so I just caution everybody to be careful. In terms of whether we have a threshold in which we'd look at putting new restrictions on, it's all about the data and whether there's a correlation to the industry and the increased number of cases. So we'll continue to look at that and take the steps that we need to take. And Dr. Romero, if you want to dive in on any of this, you got the microphone. Anything else?
Just with the past couple of days of higher than normal case numbers, any idea what's driving that?
Well, you know, just in my mind, first of all, I'm aware that, whenever you put in a statewide mask mandate, it takes a while for that to show results. That's been the experience across the country. So that is both hopeful, but it's also based upon the experience that we've seen. And so if we can keep it flat and then start going down, that would be my hope and my vision for Arkansas. In terms of what else is the ingredient out there, the fact is that when you have 55 cases in Newton County, one of the most rural parts of Arkansas, everybody has to be mindful there's not any area of the state that's exempt. And so in some ways, it's a little bit of good news that it's not any true fully blown contagion or hotspot in one particular area. It is just the risk is broad-based across the state, and because we're testing a lot, we're catching it. And so, I'm pleased with the General Assembly today, the Legislative Council approving some additional funding for and their measures for contact tracing. I know we've got more work to do there, but that's a critical part of it when we do increase our testing. We've got to be able to follow it up with that contact tracing. Is there any question remotely?
Yes, Governor. This is James White at the newspaper up in Harrison. As of Thursday, there was a sign on the door of the Newton County Nursing Home in Jasper. It was dated July 23rd. It said three residents and two staff members had tested positive for COVID-19. When will the state be able to release information about the number of cases in the nursing home? And are there any special health department actions ongoing at the nursing home?
Well, did you say that the sign that you saw was at a nursing home or was at the courthouse?
It was on the door of the nursing home.
Okay. So the answer is anytime there is a positive cases in the nursing home, they enhance the testing. And the Department of Health will be working with the association and address it. We've been very successful in that, addressing it in the nursing homes, and I'm sure that protocol will be followed there in Jasper. Dr. Romero, I want to please comment on that.
This is Acting Health Secretary Jose Romero.
So the Department of Health has an active program in evaluating these centers when the cases are found. We have one of the best physicians in the country involved in this issue. One thing that the governor has not mentioned is that the federal government will be providing point of care testing to many nursing homes. The governor has invested in several hundred of point of care testing machines. These point of care testing machines can be used in these nursing homes to rapidly identify early or initial cases of COVID, and we can then respond to it very quickly instead of allowing it to blossom into something more. So I think we're going to have better control of this in the next few months as we begin to have these point of care tests placed in these institutions.
Any other questions?
Yes, Governor, this is Garrett Ferguson with KNWA News. Recently, the Farmington School District released that 5 students and 1 coach has tested positive for COVID-19. They have determined that it's in 2 of the varsity sports. They have since suspended their sports program until August 1st. A lot of parents are concerned because this shows the rapid spread of the virus. And as students are preparing to go back into the classroom, what kind of guidance or security can you give to parents who are concerned after seeing a rapid spread in a group of students?
Well, I mean, first of all, it sounds like the school district handled it appropriately. You had a positive test. You have taken the action to delay the sports program for, what is that, about a week. And I'm sure that there'll be the contact tracing and the isolation that is necessary. And whenever you look at when school starts, we're going to have incidences of a positive case in the school environment, and we've got to be able to take the appropriate steps, just like we have done in the past, and what we've done in other facilities and other environments. Parents in most school districts have a choice. They can, in some school districts, they've given an option of going virtual through the school year or having online instruction. And so I do believe that parents have to make the right decision for their family and for their students. But it's a very difficult thing to say that Farmington's is a good example of outside of Fayetteville in a more rural environment, that whether that you're going to say we're not going to have school for the year. So I understand the concern of the parents. Let's see how this develops, but it sounds like they're handling it appropriately.
Governor Mike McNeil at MagnoliaReporter.com. The Great American Conference, which includes 6 Arkansas universities, today announced that it was going to postpone the start of its athletic season until late September. I'm wondering if you think this is a good example for the Arkansas Activities Association to follow.
Well, you have your college athletics making different decisions, and we're learning through this too. So as they have started athletics, and of course, and when it comes to football, they're not doing contact drills. They're simply doing exercises, but it's the first time that they've come back together. And so we're going to be learning through that process. And as we do, we'll make judgments accordingly. We'll make adjustments that are needed. The Department of Health is working closely with the AAA, and right now, they have not been released for full contact sports in football yet. That's the public health guidance that we're continuing to look at, but right now they are simply having drills and conditioning exercises, which allows for social distancing.
Governor? This is Zuzana with Ozarks at Large. I'm just wondering what your response is to the Legislative Council rejecting the $7 million that was requested for targeted contact tracing and testing efforts in the Latinx and Marshallese communities in Arkansas. I'd heard that you'd expressed support for approving that money, And what message do you think it sends to those communities?
Well, it's not a good message at all. I mean, the fact is the Center for Disease Control recommended a special investment and some increased testing, contact tracing, and emphasis on the Latinx and the Marshallese populations there in Northwest Arkansas, and the CARES Act Steering Committee expanded that to include other parts of the state that had high minority populations that were impacted. And so the funds are there, and there's urgency in this action, and I'm anxious for the Legislative Council to approve that because it is needed. We have 900 cases today. We want to take aggressive action. There's pressure on the Department of Health to do this and to get it done and to get it right. And we want to utilize our partners, and this is part of it. So I hope that the Legislative Council, while they didn't act on it today, will meet again very quickly and act on that and pass it, because we need that done. We need those resources. All right, right back here at the table, please.
You're talking about the census. I was wondering if you have a opinion about the Trump administration's order to not count illegal immigrants in terms of assigning congressional representatives.
Well, it's important not to confuse the message. And the message is we want everybody counted. And the Constitution talks about counting persons. Well, every person in Arkansas should be counted in the census. That's the important message, and it's a little bit confusing to start talking about how you use that data and how you apportion money and how you apportion legislative seats. That's a separate question. Our message today is we want every person in Arkansas counted. That's what the Constitution requires, and that's what we want to emphasize. All right, I think I heard one more voice remotely.
Yeah, sorry, it's Susanna again. I just had a follow-up. Will you be meeting with lawmakers at all or encouraging them in any way to pass that funding?
Oh, I'm sure we'll continue to speak with them, see what concerns there are. Like I said very clearly, we need this. It's a recommendation of the CDC. This is not to build a building. This is to save lives, so help us out. The money is there. It's federal money that's been allocated for this. Let's simply get the paperwork done so we can proceed with this.
Hi, Governor. Hunter Hoagland here with KRK and Fox 16. Wanted to get your take on the new CDC guidelines that were put out overnight for schools going back in the fall. And does this change what the state has already put forward for back-to-school plans?
You know, we've reviewed that. I made one comment that I noted that they like to see something closer to 5% positivity rate as you reopen schools. So I hope that we can get closer to that rate as we move into the school time frame. We have to remember that I delayed school for 2 weeks. And so it's an August 24th time frame that gives us time to work with. That's why there's urgency. That's why we're working together to make sure that we can be prepared for school from a health standpoint. All right, with that, thank you all and wish you all a very good weekend. I want to thank our census leaders that are here to emphasize the importance of that. And then next week, on Monday, by the way, I know you've had a lot of questions on education. I have asked Secretary Key to join me again on Monday in turn, and we'll be talking more about education on Monday. Thank you.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KBIR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just very briefly, we heard the state saw 990 new coronavirus cases today. That brought the state's total to 37,249. Again, 990 new cases, representing the third largest single-day increase in new coronavirus cases that we have ever seen since the pandemic began here in the state. That is, of course, one day after we saw 1,013 new coronavirus cases, which was the second highest overall increase. That was yesterday. And again today, 990 new cases. We saw an additional 17 hospitalizations due to COVID-19 for a total of 497 there. An additional 8 deaths from the disease for a total of 394. And the increases in new cases bringing the state's active case count, active cases of COVID-19, to 7,028. We saw 144 people in Pulaski County test positive, 82 in Washington County, and 55 in Benton and Newton counties, 38 in Sebastian County, 37 in Jefferson County. Thanks for listening. We will have full coverage of today's briefing today, this afternoon, during All Things Considered. This is KYR News.